The Chinese and Japanese foreign ministers met on the sidelines of the United Nations General Assembly. The atmosphere was severe, said Japan's minister Koichiro Gemba, who tried to reassure his Chinese counterpart Tokyo will behave with restraint. Reports here in Japan say the military has been ordered to stay out of the dispute for now. But economic battle lines over the Senkaku Islands are drawn. Japanese car makers Toyota and Nissan reporting such a drop in demand in China, they are halting production this week at several plants there. And former Japanese Prime Minister Shinzo Abe today told broadcaster NHK a go slow by Chinese customs will have a cost for both economies. They import our products, and we thought that was an untouchable balance, he said. We were never supposed to get into a situation like this. One newspaper here in Tokyo today said Japan's government tried to predict China's likely reaction to its purchase of disputed islands, but the Asahi Shimbun said Japan banked wrongly on China, which lashed out over what it considers a territorial injustice. For Vatican Radio, Alistair Wanklin in Tokyo.